is a very serious situation in Burnchrona Community Hospital. 5 beds have already been closed, with the possibility of more having to be closed. Staffing levels are at an all-time low. The staffing levels are reduced to about 50%. Now, normally there's 2 senior members of staff and about 10 nursing staff. At the minute, there's between 5 and 6 nurses. And there is none approval to fill senior management staffs. And other staff who are off either on maternity or sickness or for whatever reason, and they're entitled to that, these positions are not being filled. And it's very, very serious that 5 beds have already been closed, and it's facing more closure. The day centre, which it takes care of about 24, 25, 26 patients every day, is facing closure as well.
Like literally doors closed or closure, yep, in that not accepting people in any longer?
Patients will not be accepted from Letterkenny Hospital or from anywhere else at the moment. Locals around here in Inishowen will not be accepted either. They just can't take any more patients in through their doors because they don't have the staff to manage it. Now, this is a very, very serious situation, and it's something that will not be tolerated. It absolutely will not. Burnchrona Nursing Unit provides a fantastic service to the Inishowen area. Everybody will agree to that. It's a brilliant facility, and it's always very, very busy, and it's always filled to capacity. And now we are learning that people in Letterkenny Hospital, they are taking up a bed in Letterkenny Hospital because they can't be released and sent to Burnchrona. And locals here can't be sent to Burnchrona either because of staff levels. And this is not just happening today. This has been happening for a while now. Senior management are aware of this and are doing absolutely nothing about it.
Well, I mean, Councillor, people can get sick at short notice, but maternity leave, we get a fair bit of warning in relation to that. Why are staff not being replaced there, or why is cover not being provided?
Yeah, well, Deputy Charlie McConnell-Logue is working on this at the minute with senior level, because you're right, maternity, you know how long people are going to be off on maternity, it's probably 6 months at least, and they're, of course, entitled to this, but it is known because they apply for their maternity leave in advance, and it is known how long they will be off, and these are very vulnerable people that we are dealing with, and people that need care in our area and society. And it cannot be tolerated. So, as I say, Deputy McConnell-Logue is dealing with us at the moment, and he's dealing with senior staff.
So you're understanding there are people in that probably through needed acute care at Letterkenny University Hospital that the step down, I suppose you would call it, into the Burnchrona nursing units, so they're closer to home, that they don't require that acute care any longer, so to speak. They're no longer being accepted at the nursing unit in Burnchrona. And if they're not being accepted there, what's happening to them?
Well, Greg, this is it. I mean, are they going to be sent to Stranorlar? Are they going to be sent to wherever? Some of our patients had been sent to Stranorlar before, because I visited some people in Stranorlar that were sent from there. It's totally unacceptable, and congesting Stranorlar as well. They have to deal with their own people up there. This cannot be accepted, and it cannot be tolerated. I can't believe that it has happened, and I can't believe that 5 beds are already closed.
How many are left, do you know, ballpark?
Well, we have there are about 25 patients in there now at the minute.
Yeah.
But we need more beds in Burnchrona Nursing Unit, not less. We need absolutely more.
Okay.
You know.
Right. It's a serious situation. But I mean, there's no threat to the 25 beds closing. You wouldn't have that concern. The concern is the fact that beds are being closed, no new patients being accepted. That's the main focus of your concern today, is that correct?
Yeah, but if another staff member gets sick,
another,
and there's influenza and all kinds of bugs at this time of year, and anything can happen. I mean, there's no guarantee that more beds won't be closed off.